Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Distilled. If you're skipping your car payment to buy a new pair of pants, you're probably paying too much for your jeans. The struggle is real. You don't want bargain bin denim that's going to fall apart, but the really good pairs of jeans cost hundreds of dollars until now. Distilled, it's spelled D-S-T-L-D, has revolutionized the fashion industry by creating timeless, luxury-grade denim so you get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars starting at just $75. Distilled eliminates excessive markups by refusing to work with middlemen. They ship directly to you free, and they guarantee the fit. And if the jeans don't fit, they'll send you a new pair until the fit is perfect. Distilled jeans are built to last and will become a staple in your wardrobe for years. Men's and women's denim and leather jackets are also available with the same superior quality and effortless style as Distilled jeans. You're going to love them. Get yourself a new jacket. Just go to Distilled.com/TMOS right now and get $10 off your first order. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for $10 off right now. Five easy letters. DSTLD.com/TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show, taking your calls right now at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. I will be speaking softly due to the fact that I'm at the very tail end of my little illness. And as is often the case, you feel better but sound worse.
You launched into today's show with a big Rick D's-styled voice.
Yes.
Wide open D's Wednesday.
44 degrees.
D's-grees.
Oh, D's-grees. Damn it.
I hear the siren in the background at Wisconsin Avenue.
It's time to go.
Look at the crime blotter as we do Chef Boyardee's.
You know, I'm thinking of it. A guy like Rick D's kind of did... I'm doing kind of the Glenn Hollis approach here.
You know? You are.
One of the issues I had with my old radio partner was that when he would have this condition, which he had, you know, let's be honest, it happened more than it should have.
Right.
And he would scream louder to fight through the illness. And it was something that that I always found.
The technique.
I took a little issue. I think it stressed everybody else out on the show.
I think
when you should be kind of going in the reverse direction, like I am right now, because I think really for the listening ear, quite pleasant to hear a mellow delivery.
Love Very songs nice, like and dedications, yes.
Hi, Oscar, and now here's Love Songs on Wash FM.
Hi, Glenn.
What a fan.
My girlfriend Becky broke up with me.
Oh, you know.
Can you please play nice some Peter Gabriel?
Here's the nice thing, Ken, about Becky breaking up with you.
Yes.
Girls are just like trains. Another one will come along in about 5 minutes. Wash FM, this is Love Songs. Or Love Lines, or whatever the hell it was. Let's get right to the phones right now and take a first phone call on Wide Open Wednesday. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on Wide Open Wednesday. Who's this?
This is Jake Ham of the Vienna Hams, the Next Generation.
Oh, the Vienna Hams.
We've discussed the Vienna Hams. I went to high school with two of the Ham boys. And I think we all know is that Pat is the best ham. Is that still true?
Pat is still the best ham, even though he has moved to Germany.
Oh, well, that's true.
Now he would be a German ham.
Nick Kosher, Mike.
Do you guys still have your morning show, Two Turkeys and a Ham?
What can we do for you, sir?
Hey, Rob, I just want to know how many days are left of Christmas shopping.
Hey, don't jump the gun. Don't read ahead. Don't be a pushy ham.
See, I think that's if
Vienna.
Somebody, I think if somebody's savvy enough to actually request that,
don't be a dick.
You ought to deliver. I think you ought to get it out of the
Thank
way.
You, Glenn.
The correct answer is 18.
All right, Glenn. So he's not going to play it for you, Glenn. He's not going to do
Damn
it.
Damn it!
Hold on, Glenn.
Why do I give and give?
18 days for Christmas shopping. 18 days to fill the stocking.
I love
18
it.
Days for Christmas shopping. Only got 18 more.
Oh my Hi God. There. It's later than you think. Only 18 more God's shopping hammered. Days.
Thanks, Rob.
You ruined my day, but I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah, you see, what you did, Glenn Ham, is that you messed with Rob's OCD. So that's the way that worked. So I think I'm very
broken.
Grateful. Let's take another phone call right now at 888-920-MORE. Mike O'Mara Show, hello. Who's this?
This is your old pal, Alan Wenzel.
Alan Wentzel, who now is officially more of a pal of Rob Spiewak's than he is of mine, even though
I was just going to say, you know, my new best friend, Rob Spiewak, I'm looking forward to spending the holidays with you, buddy.
Yeah, I've got lots of sparkling cider, and we'll have cheese balls. It'll be great. Anytime after 3. Any day.
Let me give our listeners a little bio on Alan Wentzel. Alan Wentzel and I went to American University at the same time, and Alan Wentzel is a guy that I have kept kind of in and out contact with on social media, which is great. One of the really great things about social media, and Alan will occasionally his contribution to social media is so wonderful because he will occasionally just relay a conversation that he has with his wife or daughters, mm-hmm. and it just slays me every time he does it. And, Alan, for your bio, how many you have 2 daughters? Is that right?
No, I have 4 daughters.
Jesus. Oh, my God. I didn't
do
know
it
you
for
had
fun
4.
Once in a while.
Oh, my. Gross.
Yeah, no,
I didn't know you had 4 daughters. Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, the oldest is she's a sophomore in college. She's the oldest, and the youngest is in 5th grade. So I'm busy all the time, baby.
Oh, my God. I had no idea you were so put upon. And no sons, Alan?
No sons, man. Oh, I am the Lone Ranger in that household.
So does the Wentzel name die with you?
Yeah, well, yeah, pretty much. Because, you know, whatever my brothers produce, they're probably going to end up in jail anyway.
Well, Alan, I got to tell you, we were communicating right before I had that McDowell Terrace reunion, and man, oh man, it was such a trip to walk into McDowell Terrace and just not miss a beat after all those decades, just to walk in, recognize everyone instantaneously, pick up right where we left off, make fun of the same people. It was, that's something for all you younger people in listening land. When you, when you go to these reunions, high school, college, whatever, you will, you don't miss a beat with these people. It's
truly
special.
No, you fall right in, don't you? You really do.
It's really amazing. I mean, I think it's very, very cool. And, I urge you to do the same thing, Alan, when your reunions come up.
What I would love, to be honest with you, I'd love to have a 61 WAMU reunion.
Oh, my God.
That was kind of like my fraternity, so to speak. So
that's true.
I feel like, that'd be great. And we'd fall right back into, it is interesting. You don't talk to somebody for 20, 30 years, and you fall right back in. It's like, you saw them last week or something. So,
if we're going to have a 61 WAMU reunion, what we should probably do is check in with everybody and the states and their radio stations and see who's alive, who's dead, and then maybe, check out some regional correctional facilities to find out what's going on. I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. That's all I will say on it, Alan.
And you're going to have to plan a few months out because Neil is going to have to get his piercings redone.
Neil Augenstein. That's right. Neil Augenstein. That's terrible. I shouldn't do that joke, but I can't help it. It's terrible. It's horrible.
I will not comment on that joke. You need to get Neil in as a guest on your show, though. You should do that.
I will tell you this, that I there are a number of guests I'd love to have on the show. Neil would not be in the top 100, but I will...
bubbling
but
under.
I will think about it. Yeah. But I'd love to get Jeff Newman on, and I'd love to get some of the guys. And give me some other names. So we got Newman, we got you, we got Steve Gritson, right? He was a big pal of yours, right?
Yeah, Steve Gritson. He's an interesting one because he was a stockbroker for a while, and now he has a record store in Jersey City. So
That's right.
For the mob.
No, the thing is, Steve Gritson has gone back. He's gone back to this now with this advent of vinyl, which we've been talking about on the show. He's gone back to kind of being the punk rocker, and he was the radical
rocker.
You were a punk rocker that had a little of the comedy strain in you, and Steve Gritson was this guy that was kind of rad.
He was raging against the machine.
Yeah, he was raging against the machine. He truly, at least that was my impression of Steve.
Well, that's you're exactly correct, and that's why, like him being a stockbroker didn't make sense. Him having a record store makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's great that he's doing that. So he's still doing that. Is that what he's doing today?
Yeah, that's what
awesome.
He's doing.
That's Alan Wentzel. God bless you with your 4 daughters, and keep hanging in there. And congratulations on your newfound friendship with Rob.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to all you dudes.
Merry Christmas. We'll keep the cider warm for you.
Thank you, Rob. Hey, let's have Pat Patterson over, too.
That's hilarious.
Patterson.
Oh, my God. Seriously funny guy.
How is your chest, by the way? How long is this going? Have you gotten medical attention in the last month?
Yes.
Well, what are they saying about
it? I mean, right now, it's allergies. It is all allergies because what happened is there's leave. Okay, you're fine. Forget it. No, I give you a clear, perfect answer. No one knows my body better than me.
It's not
the same
allergies.
Every year. It is allergies.
It's deep in your chest.
No. Every year at this time, the leaves fall, the water.
I can't pile on because every time he comes in here, I think it's the death rattle. But as of late, he has gotten better. Off air, he's not coughing as much as he used to.
Rob and I were talking, like, was yesterday or the day before on the phone, and you got it go. I heard it go a little bit in the
Well,
it's, in the,
it's
chest.
The curse, Mike. You're so funny. It makes me laugh, and laugh makes me cough.
Thanks so much. No, I really, because, you know, as I was thinking about you in terms of my illness, because you know it's all about me.
Mm.
And I was saying, God, what if this is not the 5-6 day run? And I go, but no, I know it's going to go away.
No, but
I mean,
right now, Mike, and the guys in the room will back me up. What has happened is we've had fall, then cool weather, then rain, and then the leaves become this mealy
pulp. It's like Gotham outside.
It does look like Gotham, and they mold, and the mold is one of the... My allergy season is about 9.5 to 11 months a year.
But to be fair, this year you had bronchitis.
Yes,
and you
that
didn't
led
know.
Into it. It led into
yes,
it. It's not fair
you.
When antibiotics work into allergy season because
well,
you don't
can't
know
be
if it's
doing
working.
Well with the upcoming AB. I don't think that's going to work for you.
AB?
You know? Arctic Blast.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
thank you. Let's take another phone call right now on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, who's this?
This is Joel from Sandpoint, Idaho.
Idaho.
From what is the town in Idaho? You kind of Idaho'd it right there when you told me the town. What is the name of the town?
Sandpoint.
Sandpoint. You see, so when you say it out there, when the locals say it, they drop the D a little bit, right? So it's kind of Sandpoint.
Yeah, Sandpoint.
Okay.
Is it one of those great Idaho beach communities?
No, Rob, seriously. I mean, when I started this early in my radio career, when I moved down here from New England, mm-hmm. and I didn't know the Delmarva area, I didn't know the regional pronunciations, and then that continued when we got syndicated in Nevada,
sure,
not Nevada, and you know, and I remember it started when I really had a school closing in Fauquier County.
because oh, what were you?
Say that quickly, and you know, you get in a little bit of trouble. But so Sandpoint, Idaho, that's a beautiful place to be. You have any snow out there right now?
Yeah, up on the mountain. That's where I'm at right now.
Oh, that is awesome.
That is truly, truly
send us
God's
a pic.
Unheated cabin, a lot of loneliness.
a very warm snow cat, actually.
Snow cat. He's in a snow cat.
So that's like a big snow removal device, right?
Yes.
You're not in it right now, are you?
Yeah, actually, I'm sitting here. I'm a snowmaker, and I drive a snow cat around and.
Well, that's sort of self-defeating, isn't it?
My only reference for a snowcat for a snowcat is the Shining. That's mm-hmm. when Scatman Crothers comes up the mountain and goes to rescue the little boy,
right.
Red Rum, from Jack Nicholson, who's the maniac in the Colorado place.
Does it have a horn? Can you rev the engine? Can you make snowcat noises for us?
Oh, I got a horn here.
Let's hear it.
Snowcat horn.
Actually. You can't hear it. It's too quiet.
Because you're lying.
I hear a little bit.
I hear a little bit.
So what is the temperature right now in Sandpoint, Idaho?
Up here on the mountain, it's about 6 degrees.
Oh, my God. Winter is here,
people.
Winter, it's December. Christmas season, winter is officially here. 79 degrees in Florida.
Who do you make snow for, sir? Who do you make snow for?
I make snow for Schweitzer Mountain Resort. We're a ski resort up here in the Panhandle.
Oh.
Hey, this is Carl Schweitzer. We need about 2 inches of powder. Yeah, we're up at the resort. Bring up the cat and make the snow, okay?
No, we know the yapping. Exactly. What can we do for you, sir? Is there anything you called about, or do you want to just say hi?
Oh, I just wanted to call and let you guys know I love the show, and I listen every night. I work the graveyard shift up here making snow and pushing it around so that rich people can ski around and enjoy it.
That's a little anarchy there.
I love it.
I'll be talking about the upcoming anarchy. I'm becoming an anarchist. I'm actually going to become an anarchist. I've decided that.
Well, that's a good plan.
I'm raging. Yeah, at 57, what better year to do that?
You know? You get a record player, you fight the power. Young,
God bless you.
Angry.
Thank you for the call, Joel. In Idaho. That's awesome. Let's take one more here. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Wide Open Wednesday. You're on the show. Hello.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
This is Yule from San Diego.
Yule? Oh, checking in.
Did you say Yule, like maybe Yule Gibbons, who's the only famous Yule that I know?
Oh, come on.
No, Yule Brenner.
Yule Brenner.
Oh, Yule Brenner, but it's a different spelling of Yule.
Yule Log.
Yeah. And so Yule,
Yule
Lover.
Brenner, Yule is Yule Gibbons.
Oh,
Yule,
like Tom Yule, Yule, the actor.
Who's Tom Yule?
He was a the 7 Year Itch. He was also in the Rodney Dangerfield movie Easy Money. Character actor, big Broadway star.
Tom Everybody Yule. Knows him.
Well, obviously not. You know who knows him? Alan Wentzel.
Yule, what can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to thank you guys for all the awesome shows you guys have given us.
You all right, Yule? And you sound like you're...
Are you about to take a jump off a bridge?
Are you okay? You're not might be planning on leaving us.
Is it 6:20 right now where you're at?
Yeah.
No. I just woke up early in the morning trying to get to call you guys from San Diego.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
That's nice of him, Mike.
That's very, very nice.
Hey, real quick sidebar. I was watching Property Hunters. Is real estate really that expensive out there in San Diego? It just seems it's like New York prices.
Yeah, overpriced
it's
a little bit.
Booming. It's booming, one of the highest in the country.
I hate to hear that.
Do you own or rent?
Anywhere you want to live when you... Go ahead, sir.
I just bought a house just like Oscar.
Oh, nice. Oh, oh, good man.
Are you, happy? Are you happy out there? You sound unhappy to me.
I apologize. I sound unhappy. It's just too early for me. But yes, I'm very happy out here.
But you know what? Even with it being too early, you were motivated to call the show.
Yes.
Drag down the energy of the show. That's all right. But that's okay.
Fight the good fight, Yule.
Hey, I know how we can save this. What is your greatest blessing?
Yes.
You are thankful for this holiday season.
Having you guys every morning.
This is terrific. Thanks a lot.
I'll take that.
That'll work for me.
Thanks,
before we take that. We'll take one more because I don't want to end on Yule. Thank you, Yule. Bye. The thing about the listeners, I said this, I posted this yesterday. I got some absolutely incredible kindnesses on social media yesterday. Private messages sent to me. Chewy, I'm not going to mention it specifically what you said. Timothy, you know who you are. What you said to me yesterday and what you did for me yesterday was so kind, so generous. And it happens to me. It really does on a daily basis. I always come in and flap my gums about the trolls and everybody else. But really, honestly, overwhelmed by the good stuff. And really, yesterday was just incredibly. It was personal. It was touching. And it was nice. And I will be sleeping with both those gentlemen.
Rob, have you received any pics?
I have not got any yet.
Oh, come on, people.
Every day.
But you know what? It is that time of year.
Let me read ahead in the show. I think we have... I think we may have a story that I was really on the fence. And let me see if I put it in news you may not need about Andy Cohen. Yes, I did. Yeah, I decided to go against my better judgment and put an Andy Cohen story about, speaking of D-picks, put that in news you may not need. You'll hear all about that. Let's take one more.
Mike, the lines are locked.
Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
I love you.
I
love you.
Nice.
That's all that I can say. How you doing, gentlemen?
Yeah, we love you. We love you too, real good. How are you, sir?
So hard.
I'm doing great this morning. I'm very happy, and I wanted to sing to you guys. And
where are you from, sir?
You
I detect a slight accent. Where are you from?
Of course. I'm from the land of, well, not the same land, but I'm South America, from Chile.
Woo!
Chile!
Beautiful women.
Beautiful
women in Chile. Beautiful women. Sorry about the earthquake.
Beautiful woman, good wine, good salmon.
Really? Salmon makes the top three?
Oh, yeah.
Salmon.
They're
salmon,
known for their salmon. Chilean salmon.
Mm.
And sea bass.
Salmon is actually, but I know Chilean wine is very popular. I've had Chilean wine.
Terra firma.
But Chilean grapes will kill you. They use the arsenic.
Yeah, shut up.
Oh, he went from love to hate. He went from love to hate so
I think
quickly.
He still loves you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Rob, would you like to go to Chile someday?
No.
Chile.
Not after this dick called. It was in the top five for a while, but what if I want to deal with an Mike, oh, I'll just hang around
Mike,
town.
And okay. something about Mary. And something, thank you, sir. And something about Mary, the architect built that the building in Santiago.
Oh, the cathedral.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Oh, that's right. You mean the Estadio de...
Or it might have been a stadium. Yeah.
Estadio de Deportes.
I am going to write it down. I'm going to quote the line tomorrow. And I go, oh, you must mean the Estadio de... When was the last time you were... Three times last year. That is such... God, the fact that I saw that movie the first time in a screening. And
yes.
I didn't see it with a theater full of people. Just sitting there goes, those two are, you know, I really wish that Matt Dillon would do more and more and more comedy.
Yeah.
Because he is so great at it.
He's been relatively absent lately. Where has he been? Did he do some TV recently?
I'll have
you know,
to
who's
look
the
that
guy?
Up.
But how about the guy that was the character actor that played Norm?
Oh, yeah. You know,
yeah.
he did.
How about that guy? That guy was the
British guy.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
He was in, he almost kissed his career away because he did Mouse Hunt with Nathan Lane.
Oh,
and
no.
And that was a huge failure.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Bad move for him, just like you.
All right. We'll take one more. And then we really do have to break the show on track here. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello.
Good morning, Mike. This is Dan from Ticonderoga, New York. How are you?
I'm on New York, place. Checking Ticonderoga, in. Beautiful part of the state. How are you doing, sir? What can we do for you?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That's very
and
nice.
Continued success as always.
Same to you. You know, when you wish a show like ours continued success, I think you might want to wish us success. You know, I hope you attain the success that we're shooting for.
Yes. Because
the show is trying to grow.
Yes.
The show is trying to grow, and we are growing. We are just not growing at the speed we need to grow.
We're working at it. Mike, we're starting to pull levers. We're pulling levers.
We're pulling a lot of levers. And the fact is, Oscar, seriously, serious question for you.
Yeah.
What would you tell the passionate TMOS listeners, you know, if somebody was out there listening, what is, you know, we talk about Amazon, we talk about all the different supporting the advertisers. What is something that the average person, since we are a partnership with our listeners, I mean this sincerely.
This is not dollars and cents. Really, it's the size of our audience. We want our TMOS family to grow. We don't want to ruin it. So we're not.
Yeah, we're not asking you to buy anything right now. This is really just to grow the numbers of people that dig the show.
Overall,
because we have found that when we get a capture, when someone decides they're going to log a couple of shows, a lot of times
Mike, we're
viral.
Lifers.
Yeah,
we're viral.
We're mm-hmm. really, really
like,
viral.
Sometimes you're like, oh, is that is it? Like, oh, no, that's not as it, but I'm here and I gotta live with it, right? I gotta live with it.
I'm stunned by it. I'm stunned by the people that you know that hop on every month that are new to it. So.
And you don't even need antibiotics for us. You just live with us.
Right. No
copay. So basically spread the word.
So I would say this. Holiday parties are the big thing these days, whether you have them in your office break room or you were actually gonna have them at some venue. When you're getting hammered, before you completely black out.
I got it.
Before you black out, I would say, hey, you know, I got this new app, and it's got this great show, and this is when people are kind of loosey-goosey, and they're willing to give you their phone.
What app is that? Like, I want to see that app. Like,
give me your phone, and then you have access to their app store, you type in TMOS, Mike O'Mara Show comes up, and you download it for them, and the next morning, or throughout the holidays, maybe on the road trip, they'll be like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is what who so-and-so said was going to be funny, and then they just hit play, and we're there. You've infected them.
And if you're a bonus show subscriber, grab that lovely holiday album and put it on at the Christmas party.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to be discussing it later on in the show today. There's one particular track where I think everybody in the office will agree, what the f*** is that?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's
right. I think you're right.
But, sir, thank you for your continued support. Yes, we really want you to spread the word, and thanks for your wonderful support. Merry Christmas to you and your family, too, okay?
Thank you, guys. And Rob, how many more days do we have till Christmas?
Oh, somebody beat you to the punch. Somebody beat you to the punch. That's what they love.
Keep doing that,
though. You should be happy
with that.
Call
in tomorrow.
I'm very delighted that he also wanted to ruin my day.
Thank you.
I'll see you in Chile.
Thank you very much. We'll take more phone calls during the show. We got to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
December 7th, a date which will live in infamy.
Mainly French cuisine. No, sir, Mayor Daly no longer dines here. He's dead, sir.
Private dining rooms are available. Oh, no. I thought it was supposed to be 5 years.
Didn't you get 5 years? No, sir, not you. And your name, sir? Rizzolo for 8 at 11:30. Thank you.
Mr. Fabulous, how marvelous it is to see you. You're looking younger than ever.
Wait, you guys can't come in here.
Nonsense, my dear fellow. My brother and I have come to dine, to celebrate my early release from the service of the state.
Seriously, you guys, the food is really expensive. The soup is f***ing $10. Come on, let's go outside. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
We're putting the band back together.
Forget it. No way.
We're on a mission from God.
Cut it out. Cut it out. Mona's gonna ask me to call the cops.
You wouldn't do that to me, would you, man?
He just got out of Joliet. He's on parole. You can't call the cops on him, man.
We're putting the band back together.
I said no, absolutely not.
You, how much for your wine?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. Happy 5th anniversary for the Mike O'Mara Show.
7th.
7th. Happy 7th anniversary for the Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it if you're here. So do you. It's Wide Open Wednesday. The phone lines are open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show's 7th anniversary spectacular.
It's the 5th anniversary of our 2nd anniversary.
Yeah, we're not doing anything. It's an anniversary. Yeah, we've been doing this 7 years. Congratulations. Thank you for
thank you guys.
Being along. For the, is it hard to believe it's been 7 years?
Feels like 20.
21.
Our show today brought to you by CISO. If you like comedy, you're going to love CISO. We love CISO. It's comedy for comedy nerds by comedy nerds. CISO is spelled S-E-E-S-O. It is the new on-demand ad-free streaming service that brings you the best comedy ever all in one single place. Rob, I know you love it.
This, I did something great this weekend, is they have every episode of Saturday Night Live.
Every season.
I went through and watched Christmas episodes of Saturday Night Live. For some reason, the Christmas episodes of SNL always seem to pop. They're always a little funnier. And it was great to pick and choose the sketches from all the Christmas going back to 1975. So it was awesome. And it's all right there, instantly available to you. Love
CISO
it.
CISO is bingeable comedy. It's anytime, it's anywhere. It's on virtually any device with no commercials. They've got SNL. They've got stand-up comedy, The Tonight Show. If you like British comedy, The Original Office with Ricky Gervais. They've got the entire Monty Python catalog. Stand-up, improv, sitcoms, classic, no commercials. CISO, S-E-E-S-O, has it all. Right now, our listeners can try CISO free for 2 months when you use the promo code TMOS at checkout. After that, it's only $3.99 a month. Just go to SEESO.com right now to sign up for 2 months free with the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's CISO.com, promo code TMOS. The critics have spoken. CISO is the future of comedy.
Woo! Love it.
Since the light is still on, we might as well. I mean, there's a lot to talk about on today's show, but since the light is on, and I've said many times regarding Wide Open Wednesday, if you're calling, we'll take your calls.
Yes, we love
that. I'll do it right now. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the air. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning, person who didn't know he was on the air. How are you?
Fantastic. Congratulations on 7 years of bringing the funny.
Thank you very much.
Thank
what's your name and where are you from, sir?
This is Dirk Vastrick calling from the West Coast.
Oh, my buddy Dirk Vastrick.
Yay!
Hello.
Hey,
One of the biggest supporters we have of the show from the great state of Washington, ladies and gentlemen.
Dirk will get some love in the mailbag tomorrow because he did something very nice and generous. But I will take this moment, since we have you on the line, to say a warm thanks on behalf of me, Mike, and Oscar. Dirk, you are a class act.
Oh, thank you. Hey, on behalf of the fan club here in Washington State, I just want to wish you many more years. And on a personal note, hi, Carla.
Stop it! All right, get off my phone. Get off my phone right now. You son of a... All right. Anyway,
someone's got designs.
Yeah. The phone line is open, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Mike O'Mara Show, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Fred from Average White Band, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Oh, cool.
Ding, ding. Yes, what can we do for you, Fred?
Happy anniversary.
God bless you. Rob always gets it. Always gets the AWB when Fred calls in. We love this. This is the Average White Band for those of you novices out there that might not have heard it. Listen to true musicianship. Yeah, baby. Oh, man. All right, so Fred, let me ask you this. All right, I know it's a little early, but I know that when you're playing with a noted band like the Average White Band, you book your schedule a long time in advance. I'm just gonna throw it out there. Could we talk rates? Yeah, could we get you guys for cheap in
charity
New Orleans?
Rate?
Yeah, can we get a charity rate in New Orleans?
Oscar at MichaelMaraShow.com.
And 20% off all merch.
All proceeds go to the Human Fund.
Yeah, we'd be willing to promote your charity, whatever you wanted to do. I just I know you're a working band, and that's how you guys make your money.
That'd be awesome.
That would be one of the greatest thrills of my life.
I personally would love to do it, but I am merely a cog in the Average White Band machine.
I understand.
And
I
am not at liberty to quote prices.
Send me the contact info. I'll just find out for S's and giggles.
How many Average Whites are in the band?
Thank you. I was going to ask the same thing. Thank you.
Currently, now we have, is it six or seven? It's seven now. It's seven.
How many horns in the band?
Two.
Just two.
The original.
That's not.
Okay, just like the original.
Because
God, you got all that sound. Because I mean, Fred? Where are you based out of?
The band is based in the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. But I live in Atlanta.
Oh, so
I end up flying a lot of times when those guys are not necessarily
pretty. It's an oxymoron that he lives in Atlanta.
Well, Fred, we
and he's in an average.
Why is that
band.
An oxymoron, Oscar?
No. Because of the population there.
Oh, yeah.
So, Fred,
well, that happens to be our fan base, though. That's our
really?
Fan base.
Wow! I don't know anything about this band, Mike. I just know that they're huge. I don't know enough about this. You know that
he's the junior member of the crew.
Yeah.
What's that?
I was saying Oscar is the junior member of the crew.
I'm still learning.
I tell you, when I'm thinking about the live show in 2017 at the House of Blues, it is the House of Blues, and we're going to do a great comedy podcast on stage, but the fact is there has to be absolutely a musical element.
A pairing.
And,
yes.
The bottom line is, look, I'll be honest with you. When we plan these shows out, we put it together with smoke and mirrors. We do, because we are not a juggernaut financially.
We lose money.
We've done it with people that have come in that just wanted the exposure. We did that in Reno. We did it with that main band where we had a contest.
Yep.
I want to do that again. I'd like to do it in another creative way where we, we're able to get her done. And ultimately, I really look forward to having either Zydeco, blues, funk,
soul,
something up on that stage.
Smash
that,
Mouth.
That's going to be great. So, Fred, anything you can do to help us put feelers out there, we'd love to know.
It's a great city for music.
It is. It's a great city for music.
And they're all looking for work.
That's the key, and they're probably looking for
politely.
Some exposure too. He did. Thanks, Fred. Merry Christmas.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
He said, "Hey, bye-bye. Why don't you just go out on the street and put the word out?
Hey, I'd
and
love
you're gonna get a gig.
Love to help, but I got to go tour the Coke factory. Very busy here in Atlanta."
Hey, he's a big fan of the show. We appreciate that. You know what? Where are they based? New York.
Yep.
That's all I need to
know.
New
York.
Thank you very much. That's great. Do we have to take another break?
Yeah, we do. We're already behind.
Oh, my God. Thank you for your phone calls. This is one of the best wide open Wednesdays we've ever had. And to Oscar and to Rob and to Pony and all of our interns, happy anniversary, boys.
Aww.
Back at you, brother. Thanks for having me along. Appreciate it.
Blink of an eye. 7 years has gone fast. Here's to many, many more. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Mike O'Mara Show right after this. Hey, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, you want to play a little word association?
I sure do.
Sun.
Dial.
Maybe this is a bad idea. I just want to remind everybody that we are on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station, so please tune in spite of my assistant, Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Omaha Steaks. The holidays are approaching, and I just sent my sister and her family up in Boston the Omaha Steaks gift pack. It is such a great deal. The family gift pack is now only $49.99. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code TMOS in the search bar, and you, my friends, will get 77% off. Omaha Steaks has unique gifts for gourmet food lovers. I love this holiday family gift pack. It's fantastic.
You're going to be a hero, Mike. You're going to be a hero to your sister and her family with this
gift. Well, I also sent it up there because I'm planning to head through there, and I'm hoping that maybe she throws those meatballs into a pot and puts something good together.
You'll be a very hungry hero.
Thank you very much. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving exclusive savings to our listeners. Listen to what you can get for under 50 bucks, and I've eaten all of these in one sitting. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, plus four burgers, the best I've ever had, 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs. I cannot tell you how good they are. Four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus four additional kielbasa sausages free. Get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type in TMOS in the search bar, and add the family gift pack to your cart. Only $49.99. omahasteaks.com, enter TMOS in the search bar, and get 77% savings on this amazing assortment. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. Thank you to Omaha Steaks.
Good stuff.
We still have phone calls. As much as I love taking them, I don't know if it's an entire show. If you're calling, I owe it to you because we talk about, is it off? That's good.
Yes.
Thank you very
yes.
much. Good. Okay.
They just
so you forgot
hung up.
To turn it
no,
off.
No, they just hung up. Pony, corroborate my story.
I saw it. Yes. I saw it.
Pony corroborated
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yep. Koalabated.
Koalabated.
Good.
John Harris was on the line, and he just hung up.
I don't want to say good. Happy holidays, John. Anyway, so.
Because you mean it.
Okay. So Amazon. We talk about Amazon all the time.
Great.
Oscar gives me a hard time. He's absolutely right. You get these incredible deals. So I'm such a wuss when it comes to returning stuff. So Rob gets me this great turntable, and I go out and get powered speakers
yep.
to listen to it. And I get them at the local guitar shop, and I go down there, and they're good, but they're not great. And then I go to Amazon, and I see for the exact same price, I get 40 more watts per speaker.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And I get Bluetooth, so not only can I play Rob's turntable, but I can also, if I need to, having a party or whatever, pop on the iTunes.
Best of both worlds.
And get the best of both worlds. And a remote to control bass and treble so I can tweak without having to be by the turntable.
Because you had a nice Bluetooth speaker when you were in Manassas, but that's in your main house.
That's
so
the main house.
You really don't have a way to listen to quality music.
Well, what I also wanted, here's the thing that's great about, now look, I don't know if I'm getting too nerdy with the audiophilia here, but the fact is the powered speaker eliminates the behemoth of the audio chain, which I'm
right.
not a fan of. And that behemoth, if you want to find that behemoth, go to the Blue Shirt store, all right? You'll go to the Blue Shirt store, and you will see 500 gigantic, massive amplifiers that still have not changed technologically in 40 years.
I take issue with that. About 10 years ago, they started making them bigger. For some reason,
they went smaller,
then got bigger, bigger, bigger.
FM, cassette, they have big dials. And I don't need that. I got a turntable from my buddy, and I wanted to play records on it. And if I've got a Bluetooth speaker, that's all I need. I don't need, if you really.
We spoke yesterday,
with all due respect to our colleagues that are still in the business, I don't need an FM radio, okay? I really don't.
Boy,
don't you?
If you don't think you need an FM radio, try living in D.C. and not needing an FM radio.
So I did what I always do when this happens.
What?
I went to Amazon and got these great speakers and packed up the old ones, put everything back in a reel, and told Carla to go return it.
Now, you see, that's so funny. Because what you got to know. But you got to know this. And, Carrie dabbled in retail over Black Friday because she's great. But one of the things that she loved is taking returns back because you know what? No one cares. They just want you to give her the stuff back and give you the money. She works with one
lady. I always think like sirens are going to go off.
No.
And somebody's going to like sit there. What did you do? How did you break it?
There's one lady that Carrie worked with in the past who her major demerit was she was very short with customers. Not necessarily rude, but brief and to the point. And right. Carrie has heard many times she'd come in and say, yeah, I got this dress, and when I got it home, it just didn't feel the same way as it did. And the lady would just say, I don't care. Here's your money. And, you know, she would shut him down. You don't need to do a dog and pony show.
Well, I'm very excited because, you know, once again, now Oscar will tell you that this is me and the novelty will wear off. But there is something about having a record player yep. that has this whole holiday vibe. And I think it's perfect for this time of year.
I agree. And I think you're going to burn on it as fast as you think you might. No. February, he's going to get all his Super Bowl records.
February. Let's go to the phones, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. It's wide open Wednesday. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Dan.
Dan.
How are you?
Hi, Dan. Where are you calling from?
A beautiful, snowy Scarborough, Maine.
Oh, Scarborough.
Scarborough, Maine. By golly. Scarborough. Somebody sent me a message about Maine, where they're going to have the Polar Express on an actual steam train.
Nice.
But it's too far away from where I am up there. But it sounds like. Were you that guy, Dan? Were you the guy that sent me that?
No. Oh God, no, Mike.
Okay, we got a lot of listeners.
He knows better than that.
That was a great Maine. Oh God, no, Mike.
Oh God, no.
Oh God, no. I didn't send that.
Not where I am, by golly. So you are experiencing the Arctic blast up in Scarborough right now.
Oh, we've got it coming through hard and fast, I'll tell you. It's snowing so hard, we just don't know what to do with ourselves.
How many inches do you think you're going to get?
Maybe half an inch today. It's going down pretty hard, so we'll
that's
see what
not
happens.
A lot.
We'll make it through. No, it's not a lot.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but most of the roads aren't paved in Maine, if I'm not mistaken.
That's true.
That's not true. Okay. That is not true.
I wanted to share with you, and I tried what you – I go earlier – but I went to Becky's this morning for breakfast.
Becky's!
Great diner.
Becky's Portland, Maine. If you're ever in Portland, Maine, go to Becky's Diner and have the best breakfast in the world.
That's right. Exactly. Yep. Yep. I want to wish all of you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and any other religious holidays.
Appreciate
that. Along with that.
Shalom.
All right.
Yes.
Happy Hanukkah. Thank you very much, and we appreciate the call, Dan, and keep spreading the word up in the great state of Maine, okay?
Thanks, Dan.
I will.
Second
good luck with the shoveling.
Appreciate it.
I can't tell you how excited I am about being in my home area of New England for the holidays. My daughter's going to be with me. It's going to be really, really special. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to having the little guy up there, too. It's going to be great.
First time he will have seen snow.
First time I've ever been in northern New England during the wintertime at all. Under any circumstances. So this is going to be a first for me. Really
all work and no play makes Mike a dull boy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to go squirrely and kill my family, right?
No, you
that's
won't kill them.
Well, are most of the shops, they're seasonal? That...
Yes. Yeah, there's very little open up there. It's very lonely.
I can't wait to hear about this.
Okay, why? You know what? You're both giving me the shining routine, and I'm prepared for this.
Well,
it's
I know the neighborhood.
Grocery stores, for God's sake.
Yeah, but they ain't close.
No,
they're not.
I know the neighborhood where you have a place.
A lot of ups and downs.
And there's some precarious road, and then it's a little bit of a distance.
Like it's so precarious that when the Russians landed on a sub and then two spies got out, that they got busted because it was just too much work to get out of that town.
And all they wanted was a dozen eggs and a gallon of milk. And those Russians couldn't find a grocery store.
What Oscar and Rob are referring to is this is a true story. Yes. Where I live up there, towards the, I don't know if it's the end or beginning of World War II. During World War II, my babysitter, who I grew up with this woman babysitting.
Gigi.
She was a, not Gigi, thank you. She was a young girl, and she spied two gentlemen walking along the main road, and they were wearing... like what people would wear in the middle of New York City, fedora hats and overcoats, like they were going to a business meeting, and they totally stood out.
Did not fit the neighborhood,
And it turned out that a German U-boat, had come up through the bay because they knew it was an underpopulated area up there, and they had offloaded two spies on a raft who went to the shoreline, got out, and they were going to go to New York
to do acts of sabotage. And they were actually, the FBI was alerted. The local police were called by Mrs. Forney, who was the lady that actually followed them. She was told that they alerted the FBI. The FBI said, don't pick them up. We're going to follow them.
Let them go.
And they
yeah.
followed them all the way. They tailed these guys all the way to New York where they were arrested. And it's just an amazing story that the odds of her being out and about on that particular evening and seeing these guys. But, you know, when they went to the main road and they're walking, well, they stood out like sore thumbs. And this was such a big story that they're both gone now. Mrs. Forney has passed away, and she was just the sweetest, most wonderful lady. My cousin Ted lives in her house right now.
I didn't know that.
Bought the house from the family. And so, it's so special to hear this story because it's amazing that you had – you know, we were at war, and they brought a U-boat up into the coast of Maine and offloaded these guys. I think that's one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard.
What I love about that story is that their undoing is the fact that they tried to look what they thought Americans should look like.
Yeah.
And so probably what they had access
in the
to
city. In the
were
city.
Movies and magazines. Yeah. And so, they're not going to find a movie that has people in rural Maine
exactly.
and how they look. So they're dressed like Dick Powell, and they're walking up the street, and that was their undoing. I love that.
Let's take another call right now with our intricate system, 888-920-6673. Oscar, we have another phone call. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's HBS. Mike, how you doing?
It's my pop!
Ladies and gentlemen, calling from Facebook prison, this is Horny Bob Spiewak.
His one call.
Yes, this is his one phone call he gets per day in the Facebook Correctional Facility. HBS, how are you, and how are things on the shelf, not being able to post your scantily clad women every day?
I will tell you, Mike, it's been torture.
you've had listeners pick up your cause, though. I love seeing the support.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It really is.
And a big shout out to all of my fans and followers. You depraved bunch.
Oh, fantastic. Well, when are you going to be back on being able to post? How much time do you have?
I think it's 9 days and 22 hours.
But who's counting?
It's a Christmas. Rob, it'll be a Christmas miracle.
It truly is a Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
It really will be, and I'm looking forward to it. And looking forward to the big party Saturday. And
oh, yeah, we haven't talked about that.
Yeah, this Facebook thing, this has been really disruptive in many ways. He had to have me post on his brother's timeline yesterday for Bruce's birthday because he can't post. So I actually had to send his birthday greeting via Facebook through me. But he clicked like, so I assume Bruce saw it.
So we're going to talk to the guys. Well, we look forward to seeing you Saturday. We're having everybody come by for the big party in the studio, and we're going to be taping that, and the listeners are going to be able to hear that leading up to the Christmas holiday. It should be a very special day. And,
please,
Bob's
hydrate.
Coming in. How many have you guys gotten totals on? I was going to talk about it during the body of the show, but
looking for the final total right now. It's looking like between 15 and 20. There's a few outstanding invites.
Jimmy, bring more food.
Jimmy, yes, and more drinks.
And Jimmy's coming too.
Jimmy's Catering.
Now, Bob, we look forward to seeing you. It's going to be a great day.
Thank you.
And enjoy your time in jail. God bless you. This is Rob's father, HBS Spiewak, calling the HBS Spiewak. A
Cans
wonderful cruise ship. Thank you. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for calling.
And happy 7th anniversary.
Appreciate it.
God
Thanks,
bless
Pop.
You.
Thank you. Man.
Rob's dad. Wonderful stuff.
He's great.
Here's the deal with the Christmas party. I know you guys are going to be roaring, and I'm going to be kind of running things down here in South Florida.
Right.
And the fact is that I said originally that I would be kind of with you in spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, drinky.
Sure.
But that's the night that I got my little guy for the teddy bear toss thing. So I can't I can't go full Jimmy, but I'll be festive. Carla can drive.
I can't.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be like, this is going to be a great little hockey game,
I'll
Michael. Here we go.
Fight.
Mom, why did Dad flush our teddy bear down the toilet?
50-50 odds you don't even make it.
No, he'll make
Stop
it.
Stop it.
He'll Behave make yourself. It.
Not, because, not because you don't want to. It's because something will happen throughout the program
that will
ruin it.
All right, let's take one more call.
One more call?
One more call before we go to break. Hello.
Oh, they hung up the son of a bitch.
Flapped our gums. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Discuss our holiday party. I have nothing to do with it. So I don't know what's really going to be happening. And do you guys have any idea what's going to be
happening? Of course. We planned it.
We'll talk about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi. You know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also one of the busiest. Luckily, one of the most important holiday traditions doesn't take much time at all. We would like you to subscribe, renew, or give the TMOS bonus package. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. And boys, I know you're excited because this year, there's something special coming if you order the bonus package. Am I right, Rob Spiewak? Am I right?
Me.
That's right. You'll receive the soon-to-be classic holiday album, Have an Oh Merry Christmas. Did you come up with that name, Oscar? I'm just curious.
I did, but more importantly, Mike, help keep TMOS a no-kill shelter.
Thank you. All of your favorite holiday songs sung by all your TMOS buddies, and the only way to get it.
How do you get it, Mike?
You buy the TMOS bonus package.
That's
it's
right.
All waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus package, and you'll get the holiday album. Here's a clip now.
Our finest gifts we bring. Ba-rum-bum-bum-bum.
Let me tell you this, Mike. It was a trying day in the production room yesterday.
Physically painful.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Smart businesses know something that keeps them ahead of the game. They know that we are nearing the end of the year. We're coming on, we're not ending the end of the year. We're starting the new year, which is important for business. Now is the perfect time to make a perfect hire that will make 2017 a great year for your business. But posting your job in one place, it doesn't work. And you can't rely on Santa. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless applicants flooding your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. We love them. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. We are very proud of the fact that if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package this year, you are going to receive a very special add-on.
Yes.
For absolutely no charge. Something that I thought was we were maybe being too generous with until yesterday.
It's a Christmas carrot, Mike, is what it is.
It's the holiday album. It's our Oh Merry Christmas musical album, which is very, very exciting for all of us. It's an add-on, and anybody that subscribes to our bonus packages is going to get this. If you don't subscribe to the bonus package, you don't get the Christmas album.
You said something very important on Facebook this week. We've been playing these teaser clips.
Teasers.
That are just, you know, maybe 8 or 9 seconds. Yeah. Every song is complete. Every song is fully produced, and most of them sound terrific.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Most of
them. We were talking about the fact that Mac was going to come in, and I think early on it was determined a Little Drummer Boy would be
I believe it was the first song selected for a performer.
Happens to be my wife's favorite Christmas song.
Mm.
And Rob and I were having a conversation last night because he wanted to alert me about how the recording session had gone.
Now, the fidelity is fine. The mix down is great. The
quality.
Reverb sounds wonderful.
The performance?
Reverb sounds great.
I thought we were on quite a roll. We knew Oscar can't sing.
Weakling.
He's doing Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
And we know he can't sing, but that's okay.
He's also doing Last Christmas by Wham.
That's exciting. Because he can kind of talk his way through
sure.
it and get it. But we assumed that everybody else was a pretty decent singer. It sounds like even Rofo with his falsetto gets through it. Pony was I think one of the big surprises.
Very big surprise.
Don't ruin everything.
But it was I mean everyone has really done a fine job. Most people have.
I haven't really completed my repertoire yet. I've done.
Well, you've been
two,
under the weather.
And yeah, and I'm waiting to be in better voice to get these done. Hopefully by the first of the year.
But it's Mike O'Mara's shiny new year.
We don't want to. We're not planning on giving this all away, right? As far as
we can do a few things,
but Mac,
don't
the intern,
ruin anything.
I can play you, and you can drive here. I can play you the teaser again, which we just had. I can play you.
Speaking of bonus packages, Pony, do you have that night you were looking forward to last night? Did that kind of come through? What you?
It's not enough, Mike. I already talked.
Not enough.
Okay. All right. All right.
Not too bad.
But I have Mac's hit single mix. But I also have Mac's vocal isolated.
What was that body language? Was that directed at Pony Oscar?
All of you.
What do you mean? What did I say?
Because his goals are low. Low bar.
So you know what? I will give my distinguished colleague from Bolivia
the floor to
discuss the financial reality of the bonus situation with the TMLS.
We're behind people. And getting to even is not enough. And Pony doesn't have that mindset because that's not his world, right? His world is like, I guess if we matched last year, that'll be great. Or if we get close, that'll be great.
Want to exceed.
We want to exceed. We want to grow the audience.
That's right.
So when you ask Pony, you're asking the wrong guy.
Well, he's the one that sent out the little text message.
Doesn't mean that's the guy you go to.
I don't think I was giving anything away.
You're not. I hate when we settle, that's when we die. If we're not growing, we're contracting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. DJ. I like this. This is what I like.
Bunch of jerks.
Anything else?
No, I'm just sitting here. Well, where's the fire? We need more subscribers. Bottom line.
All right, here it is. I think that we have gone out of our way this year to tweak. We've done the giveaways with Amazon, which we're still doing again this year, where you have a chance to win a $200 gift card from Amazon when you subscribe to the bonus package.
Five of them.
But we decided
$1,000 total. $1,000 total.
Are you okay tonight?
Stroking out right now because everybody's
very worked up.
I guess everything's okay because we might be able to make it back to even this year.
Is he directing that at you, Mr.
He only does one voice. I can't tell if he's making fun of me, of the listener, or the gingerbread man.
I lose sleep over this. No one else cares.
All right, let me, full disclosure,
please.
I put a little pressure on Mr. Santana off air. I kind
a
of
little.
Call him. I call him.
It's not a little.
I said, what about the numbers? Give me some numbers. And I know this is a stressful week. And,
when the accountant calls and says there's a cash flow issue,
and I have
to have a 40-minute conversation with Andrew, and I'm Inspector Gadget trying
Let
to figure
out
where it's
it
all coming from, where the black hole of dollars is going to.
I'm not mad at Pony.
I'm not mad at Spiewak. And I'm not mad at Mike.
Hold on. I have a name. It's Rob. Or David. Don't call me Spiewak.
I'm not mad at David. But look.
Can I? All right. Hey,
I sweat the details.
Listeners, can you? I don't want to deal with a tantrum like this again. So, I mean,
he's fussing. Oh, no, I'm the monster.
The best way to avoid a tantrum like this is for everybody to step up. This is, we don't take it lightly. This is a quality, very well priced, very well packaged bonus program that we've talked about it when we make jokes about the 2%. We're not making a joke about the 2%. There is a minuscule fraction of our listening audience that loves the free show and gets it every single day. And yes, do you support our advertisers? Yes.
Sure.
Do you go to Amazon? Yes, you do that.
Mike.
But the fact is, the wild card in all of this is the bonus subscription. That is the pay per listen, uncensored, commercial free, extra show a week that we ask for in lieu of just saying, we're going to do a GoFundMe page, all right, for
with
the
our
show.
Hand out. Yes. We don't have
and,
our
and
hand out.
To be perfectly honest, I am going to piggyback on Oscar's remarks by saying this was the year that because of the depression of political discourse and everything, that the tempers flared, people went elsewhere. Some of them came back, some of them have not. But this is the year where the people that are enjoying the show, that have enjoyed the show for multiple years, on our 7th anniversary, we are saying, please, this is our hand out. But the hand is not really out because we're offering you a wonderful entertainment package.
Fantastic.
And for the listener that might be on the fence, look, I got to tell you that the shows, that sixth show, whether you are listening right away when it comes out or you're listening on a long road trip, we really work hard to put together a fun, dynamic show that really is all comedy. And Mike and I have had long conversations after the show, and we have had conversations with the team, and says, we know why you come here. You come here to laugh.
To laugh.
You come here to share. And that's the mandate. That's what it is.
And the thing about it is, you know, we're not NPR. We're not going to do a, you know, we're not going to do a radiothon. We're not going to sit there and talk about this for 4 and 5 and 6 shows for an hour and a half each time. But we are going to do this once in a while. We're going to let you know that this is the time of year where we need you to step up and do it. And so there, lecture over.
Well, it's no lecture. It's really a call to action, Mike.
Yep.
Call to action.
It's the ask.
And what started this whole thing was the discussion of the fact that we have an ad on our O'Merry Christmas album, 12 fabulous Christmas songs, except for one.
That's right. Would you like a taste of his vocal, dry, isolated, as I sometimes
play? Can I just say before you play it?
On the audio vault, yeah.
Before you do this, and when we were talking about Christmas parties and playing our album at a Christmas party, here's my sense of funny. We'll have a commercial for Tipsy Elves coming up here in a second.
Sure.
The fact is, this is the audio version of a Tipsy Elves sweater.
Yep.
If you just take our album and throw it on, and the way Rob's going to sequence the different tracks, you can play this album at a holiday party or, you know, next year or the year after. And when it gets to this cut,
yeah,
I think you might stop the room. And I think that's a gift.
With that setup, Mike, I'm going to play you a little bit of the actual record, because I think you need to hear the way it starts, okay?
From the O'Merry Christmas album, this is Mac singing Little Drummer Boy. We're going to give you a little more of this than we've given for any of the other tracks. He's a talent.
He is.
Enjoy, won't you?
Come, they told me, pa-rum-bum-bum-bum. Our newborn king to see, pa-rum-bum-bum-bum.
What a dumbass.
Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-bum-bum-bum.
That's enough.
That's it.
And Mike, I know we're running late.
Yes.
But to change the mood and to change the tempo, we need to do this real quick. Because it's the 12 days of fruitcake. Just a quick letter and a quick call.
O ye mighty radio deities, here's our letter today.
Yes.
Please make me a believer in holiday miracles and grant my family a fruitcake. I fell on some hard times in 2015 with unemployment, but I turned it all around in 2016, even though my small family had to move in with my in-laws. That's tough when you have to deal with that. There are great people, but I feel a little unnerved when my father-in-law talks about his ED pills and shtupping my mother-in-law.
Oh, my God.
Yours in Christ, Bobby Horn.
Hey.
Let's see if we can get Bobby Horn on the line right now and give him a fruitcake. And, you know, if Bobby Horn ought to be real nice, you got to give it to his in-laws.
That's right.
And this is going to be a super quick call because we're running super late today.
Come blow your horn.
Calling Bobby Horn. If Bobby Horn doesn't answer the phone, it rolls over to tomorrow, and we're going to give 2 fruitcakes.
Exactly. This is our 5th day of the 12 days of fruitcake.
Bobby Horn.
And I know I don't sound like my usual self, but I'm pretty happy with the way the old vocal cords have held up.
You've done a great job today.
Very, very happy about that.
Bobby Horn's father-in-law is horned up.
Yeah, that's the
hello. Sorry,
ring.
I'm not able to hang.
Horn.
He mentions fruitcake.
Name, your number, and a short message.
No. All right.
Do it as soon as possible.
Can I leave a message?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Oscar.
Tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Bobby Horn, Oscar from the Mike O'Mara Show. Enjoy those ED pill stories. You f***ed up. You lost a fruitcake. Ciao, ciao.
Ho, ho, ho.
There we go. We'll take a break. Tomorrow, 2 fruitcakes. That's our first goose egg. That's our first goose egg.
Doppelcakes.
Doppelcakes tomorrow on the show. Take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, it's me, Tony P.
And it's me, Gary S. And I can't really speak right now because I'm focusing on my psychic energy.
Ooh, and listen to this. Gary and I consult with a psychic on this week's episode of the show.
I learned a lot about you.
That you didn't know already?
About your past lives.
And Rob is a non-believer who poo-poos all over him.
He didn't poo-poo. I would have known.
I don't know if I could say that in a promo. Anyway, check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Tipsy Elves. I was telling you about that. I've got my Christmas sweater. You can get yours. These are wonderful. Everybody needs an ugly Christmas sweater. If you want supreme bragging rights for the most talked about sweater at the Christmas party, listen up. All you need is TipsyElves.com, a wonderful sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. Tipsy Elves Christmas sweaters are like nothing you've ever seen before. Check out the new 2016 sweaters. You're going to love them. Mine came in. It's lovely. It's beautifully made. And it has two reindeer really getting to know each other well. TipsyElves.com also has interactive sweaters, Christmas suits, holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and PJs. Right now, our TMOS code can get you 20% off at TipsyElves.com. Everything on the site. Shop now for the best selection, and so you have it in time for your ugly sweater Christmas party. And I am planning on wearing this in the Great White North.
Nice.
You're going to love it. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to TipsyElves.com. Enter the code TMOS at checkout to get your 20% site-wide discount. That's TipsyElves.com and the code TMOS.
News.
I hope your three-year-old daughter isn't insecure about her complexion or the length of her eyelashes, but one company thinks she is. The Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood just made their annual pick for the worst toy of the year.
Oh.
And they went with Lulu's Punk Fizz Beauty Essentials.
Oh, that sounds nice.
This is too funny. It's a makeup kit. That's for girls aged 3 and up.
Oh,
three.
Come on.
Yeah, it's terrible. You just look at it, and it's so completely inappropriate.
I just pulled up a picture. Oh, my
there
God.
It is. The horrible message it sends to your daughter is only part of the problem. The committee also found 8 of the ingredients in the makeup are toxic or carcinogenic.
Chinese.
There you go.
Hey, what kind of makeup you give your daughter this year? We got ours from the Chinese.
A new study found driving on less than 5 hours of sleep is just as dangerous as driving drunk.
Oscar.
When you're driving on that
All
little
the
sleep,
time.
You are 4 times. Well, guys, when I did the Ed show, I did it every day.
Did I tell you I crashed my car the other day?
What?
Yes. Remember that day I didn't sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, right into the dumpster.
Would you make a mental note of we need to get his flooring and his we've been
Am
very
I getting busy it fixed?
With all
no,
phone
I'm phone. Just letting it ride.
We have much to go. Discuss. What about the dumpster? Is the dumpster okay?
It was funny because the parking lot attendant looked at me, threw his hands up, and then I just drove away.
life in the big city.
Like, is the dumpster really gonna sue me? Like, I just gotta go, man. It's been a
major
bad day.
Damage?
Oh, there's enough to know that won't buff out.
Okay.
Wow. Right. It's not exactly like an episode of Girls, is it?
Yeah.
Life in the big city.
Anyway,
no, it
driving
sucks.
Drunk also increases your risk of a crash, but loss of sleep. Driving in less than 7 hours of sleep still makes you twice as likely to get into an accident. So, just to make all this even scarier, 35% of people sleep less than 7 hours a night, including 12% who usually sleep less than 5 hours, which means a good amount of people you're sharing the roads with are too sleepy to be out there.
It's that
driving.
Pursuit of the granite countertops.
It's what
yes,
it is.
That's especially in
I
our
need
area of
them
D.C.
badly.
Yeah,
I need
terrible.
Them.
It's down here, too.
I got
now.
Four mica.
Yeah. Nice to know that since I've moved down here, they are saying the population is quadrupled down here.
But you got really? The land, Mike. All you got is land.
That's right. Land, Florida land boom.
Land. Very the Grammy nominees are out, and Beyonce has more than anyone with 9. Drake, Rihanna, and Kanye West are next with 8 each. Beyonce was recognized in 3 of the big categories: album, song, and record of the year.
Becky with the good hair.
That's right.
CBS will air the ceremony on February 12th. I hear a rumor that Kanye wasn't crazy about this year's nomination.
Sorry. Now, to be clear, because people always ask, Song of the Year.
Thank you, everybody.
Song of the Year is a composing category. Record of the Year is a performing category.
Oh.
That's the difference there. Now, Mike, did Beyonce's sister get a nod?
Solon?
Yeah, because it seems that all the attention is on Beyonce.
Beyonce.
There we go. Solon.
During a recent podcast, Andy Cohen from Bravo's Watch What Happens Live admitted that he would make sweet, sweet love to Justin Bieber.
Oh.
Here's the quote. I think he's really pretty, and I like how smooth he is. Not a lot of body hair.
Silver Fox.
I saw the wiener pic, and I think he's got kind of a nice adult-sized thing. This is his quote.
He's packing.
Which looked good. Cohen was also asked if he'd do a threesome with Kim and Kanye. He said, quote, too much. No, I'm freaked out, but he likes the Biebs.
The good thing about him looking at that wiener pic is he could look at it and no one would know he was looking at it because of the way his eyes are.
Andy Cohen?
Yes, he's got the wicked crossed eyes. He could almost see a
Dixie
chick.
He's got a little off eye there. That's
good luck sneaking up on him.
I'll talk about it tomorrow, but my RHOB, Real Housewives, were on last night.
Nice. Oh, they're back, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, it's conspicuous consumption this year. To a level that it's kind of gross, actually.
Really?
Maybe it's my mindset.
Is Vanderpump Rules back?
I think it is. I think she's still all in with all the reality show. But they brought a new babe in on The Real Housewives who has Boy George living in her house in Beverly Hills.
He's a squatter, or is he invited?
He's like, I think she's married to his manager slash agent, and he lives in the house.
And isn't he really tall? That's one thing I remember about you saying about him.
It's all this biatch can do is talk about Boy George. Like the whole, it's like, enough with the Boy George.
Yeah, but if you've got like an 80s celebrity living in your home on the compound, that's pretty intriguing.
They all live, and my lady Erica Jane is back too.
Oh, that's nice. You know what'd be great? Why doesn't she have Willie Ames live with her?
Yeah, they'll probably all need an 80s celebrity, too. Here's proof that Christmas really does bring out the best in people. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill paid off $5,000 worth of layaway items for random people at a Walmart in McElhaney, Florida.
That's cool.
About 35 miles west of Jacksonville. They sent Tim's mom, Betty Trimble, into the store to pay all the items off.
What's her name?
Betty Trimble.
Sure it is.
Yes. See, it'd be nice if they had a father-in-law named Chris Trimble. I'm sorry. I'm getting to the finish line. Get to the finish line, Mike. Get to the finish line.
You can see a Walmart saying, now serving number 77, Betty Trimble. Come on up, Betty Trimble.
The store then sent a text to the lucky customers telling them that their bill was paid.
That's awesome.
They also got a receipt with a card saying Merry Christmas from Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. They've got more money than Jesus, but I think it's still nice that they did
that. That is so cool. Great. No one does that.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's almost as good as giving away, five Amazon gift cards to people that subscribe to the bonus pack. That's
Mike, if you actually took their net worth and what we're actually making on the show,
I think we're
doing the Lord's work.
Well, aren't we overstepping?
Yes, we should actually give away less.
Amazing is Faith Hill didn't give away any Christmas albums. No. And we are.
Okay, very good. And now a little something. We're lucky the Walmart greeter in this story was downright young for the job at 65 years old, because if a standard 93-year-old greeter had been involved, this might have killed him. A 42-year-old guy named John Davis and a 38-year-old woman named Natasha Hall went to a Walmart in Indian Trail, North Carolina on Sunday and tried to steal a $500 55-inch TV. As they were walking out, the 65-year-old woman who was working as a greeter asked to see their receipt. As John responded, he pulled out his taser and he hit the woman with it.
The
taser. Yeah, he zapped her. Rob Spiewak and Schadenfreude. Laughing hysterically at a woman being tased in a Walmart.
I hope she's okay.
Well, Rob, she went down, but fortunately she wasn't seriously injured.
Good.
She even worked the rest of her shift that day, which is pretty special. The cops identified John and Natasha from the security video. They are still trying to track them down. The good news is that Walmart still has some shockingly good deals for Christmas. I'm sorry. Thank you for laughing at that. I thought it sucked, but that's me. We appreciate it. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
fruitcake.
That's right, fruitcake. And not just any fruitcake, a Rob Spiewak signature fruitcake. And the only place you can get one is right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just email us at fruitcake@mikeomaraShow.com. It's the Mike O'Mara Show 12 Days of Fruitcake Progressive Jackpot Sweepstakes. Just make sure to include your phone number and the reason why you should win. It's that easy. So get to writing. Before long, we may be calling you to tell you
Merry Christmas to you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We want to welcome them back. I got them yesterday, dropped on my door, Sherry's Berries.
Woo! Woo! The best.
Woo! No matter who you are shopping for, Sherry's Berries is the perfect gift, and it's easy as can be. And yes, Carla, I did eat two of them. Sorry, but I did.
Ever forward, Mike.
You know, I get excited when I see my
Sherry's. You got to talk about the sponsor.
Yeah. Well, some might say they've sponsored us for a number of years, and I could talk about them from memory. But no, I felt like I would indulge in the chocolate chip, dark chocolate covered berry, the size of a human head. They are so delicious. They started just $19.99. That's over a 30% savings. They have really done a great job at Sherry's Berries, holding the lines on their costs year after year. And this is a no-brainer gift. You can doppel the berries. You can double them for just $10 more. That's Doppelberries. All you need to do is take advantage of this amazing deal by using our code TMOS. Massive, fresh, juicy berries. They're as big as your head. They're dipped in dark white and milk chocolatey goodness. Plus, decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And Sherry's Berries is more than just berries. They've added amazing new seasonal treats just in time for the holidays. So head on over to berries.com. Skip the crowds, the lines, and the parking wars. Send a gift they'll love, delivered on the date you choose, guaranteed. There's only one way to get this amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries deal and help support our show. Just visit berries.com and click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Then type in TMOS. Sherry's Berries has something for everyone and every taste. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone and type in TMOS. Order them today, ladies and gentlemen. Now, without further ado, it is the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
big news for you Game of Thrones fans. Here's the theme.
Yes.
Woo! Do you know the character, Oscar, called Master Aemon?
No, I know Master Blaster.
No, it's not Master Blaster. This is a gentleman. I have a clip of him. He died at 93.
Embargo.
So I don't know how they're going to write him out of the show. His name was Peter Vaughn. He was 93, and he played Master Aemon. Here he is talking to, as Pony called him in the pre-show, Jack Frost. But I think his name is Jon Snow.
Tell me, did you ever wonder why the men of the Night's Watch take no wives and father no children?
No.
So they will not love. Love is the death of duty.
Love is the death of duty.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I just wrote the signature. Yes, absolutely. He worked on the wall. Wow.
Now, is he going to be hard to write out of the show?
But we have said that on this show for years. Love is the death of duty.
Yes. But they're talking about a different kind of duty.
He's not a pivotal character.
Will they have to write around him, do you think?
Not necessarily. He would just come with old-timey advice here or there.
I think he's dead at age 93. When you cast an actor that's over 90 years old, you probably have a plan B.
Is he the guy that had the big robe? He kind of looked like the High Sparrow the way he was dressed with a big
of the wall.
Robe.
Yes. Yeah, nice pull, guy. Nice pull.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he was also in maybe Remains of the Day with Anthony Hopkins playing his father.
Going deep.
Wow, that could be.
He may have been that guy.
Deep.
He may have been that guy.
That
and
has to be
20
years
dying
ago.
Man, yeah, and he played an old dying man in that.
Well,
years
he was
ago.
73 then.
What was the guy's name?
Master Aemon.
Peter Vaughn, and he plays Master Aemon.
Okay.
Moving on, Mike, are you still getting most of your news from the Oklahoma Channel 2? Because 2 works for you.
Well, they're better than the networks, I've always said.
Wink on your side.
Because they had a story about beavers this week, and I think if you listen carefully, you'll find there's Hump
One. Yeah, that's
one.
The guy. That's the guy I just wanted to go take a picture of. Yeah,
that's him?
Yeah, he played an old man for a million years he's been playing old people.
So there's Hump One and Hump Two and Sexy Girl on this Oklahoma TV station.
Okay.
And Sexy Girl is the one that starts laughing first.
Apparently they're the most popular creatures right now this time of year. Beaver breeding.
Those little guys are cute and cuddly looking. The beavers I've seen are bigger.
And not.
Yeah, and they don't look as friendly. So I don't know. Maybe beavers. I've seen my beavers in the wrong place. Moving on.
Yes, weather time. Yeah, this afternoon, not too bad.
Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Let's go to the maps. There we go.
You couldn't just take it with weather.
I like your laugh.
Yeah.
I can't see him crying.
Anyway, well, today.
Then they threw it to traffic, and there was a three-way.
Can I just say this?
Yes.
In the history of comedy, that word for a particular body part is one of the greatest ever invented.
It works so well. There's a one scene that I think I might even have it here is the Naked Gun.
Oh,
here we go.
Here you go.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Okay. The reason we let him do it, the reason I just sat there and let him do it, because I knew I didn't need to help him because I knew the payoff.
The line.
Almost worth it. The almost line. Worth it. And after we edited it,
beaver,
it's going to be great.
Oh, my God. Too cool.
So anyway, they do this thing that occasionally trends on the YouTube that I love. It's called Honest Trailers.
Yes.
And they take a movie, usually after it's been out for a while, and recut a trailer with all the things that people have trouble with in the movie. Here's a cut of the Honest Trailer of Suicide Squad.
You'll love these good guys gone bad, but they're going up against bad guys who are even better than the bad good guys. But we know fans are only here for one reason, the Joker. And they're barely gonna get any of him. Experience Jared Leto's intense method acting that blurred the line between actor, character, and total douchebag as he does in just 10 minutes of screen time what no other actor has been able to do. Make the Joker totally suck in an interpretation that combines James Franco and Spring Breakers.
Look at my
with Ace Ventura.
This handsome honka honka. Alrighty then.
So edgy, you could cut him out of the movie and it wouldn't make any difference.
So that's your Honest Trailer for Honest Suicide Squad.
That is so accurate.
So dead on though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Mike, Dick Vitale has really become a cartoon. And now Dick Vitale sounds like a bad Dick Vitale impression.
Really wish I could say I was a fan.
No, why? But I'm playing this. I'm not a fan because he was maybe pertinent 20 years ago.
But it was just the beginning of the whole.
But listen to him spin out last night when they announced that they're going to be covering a game in Las Vegas.
Duke will be heading to Las Vegas on Saturday to take on UNLV.
You and I are going to be there.
We will be high rollers.
Yeah, they're opening up a new building. And I'm going to see Jennifer Lopez. And then I'm going to go see Reba McEntire of Brooks and Dunn.
You are the man on the strip, run away, and Allen collects it.
I got $5, says he's dead before the broadcast.
In his day, though, as a college basketball fan, so much fun. So much fun to watch him. And even when he would be on the pregame show, at least for me, right?
Right.
That's all you would remember from March Madness. That's
Vegas,
all you remember.
Vegas, baby! Vegas, baby!
But he doesn't sound the same now.
No, he sounds like he's dying.
It's rough.
It is bad. check out our YouTube page. There's a clip that I won't play today, but you should watch it. A boat crashes into a ferry because the pilot was asleep. The name of the boat was Nap Time.
Was it really?
Nap Time. And it just, the ferry's going, murr, and it crashes right into it. But instead, let's close with Conan. Bad news in New Jersey politics.
Chris Christie has a real fall from grace on his hands. Did you hear about this? Yeah. According to a new poll that just came out, only 19% of New Jersey residents approve of Governor Chris Christie. 19%. Yeah. And they're all restaurant owners.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007 to send a letter or birthday request for our weekly mailbag segment. It's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And we rely on your help. Please support us by purchasing the bonus packages. We told you all about that. Thanks for all your phone calls on Wide Open Wednesday. Woo. We truly appreciate that. And happy anniversary to you, the listeners,
yes,
who have kept this show great for 7 years. Here's to 30 more.
Yay.
With Rob and Oscar and Mike's casket. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for a great part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. And I do have one more. Yes. Yes, siree. Thank you. This portion of the program is brought to you by Loot Crate. Do you know someone who loves to geek out on superheroes, video games, and sci-fi, but you have no idea what to get them for the holidays? Let me tell you about Loot Crate. Every month, they send a box of cool loot that any geek would love. Stuff like t-shirts, gear, collectibles based on themes they love, like anime pony.
Oh, yeah.
Stubby. Hey, lady.
Gaming also, many more great things. Stuff from top franchises like Marvel, Batman, Harry Potter, Fallout, and more. It's like a new present every month. And people that love that kind of stuff, love that kind of stuff. Plus, Loot Crate is offering our listeners special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. Just choose the theme, the subscription link, and the recipient, and you're done. Each month's theme features a mix of the best in gaming and pop culture, stuff valued at twice what it costs in every crate. Ready to make everyone jealous with your incredible gift-giving superpowers? Just go to lootcrate.com/TMOS and take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now.
Now's the time.
That's lootcrate.com/TMOS for this special offer. lootcrate.com/TMOS. That's it. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.